This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, good morning, all. As we get closer to the playoffs and an Eagles-Bucks game, and of course, Howard Askin joins us every single Thursday at this time. The King brought to us by Groundworks. Don't let a weak foundation sack your home's value. Schedule a free inspection at groundworks.com. Let's talk to the King, Howard Askin. Good morning, King.
Good morning.
Great morning, Howard. They got a bye. Howard, does the bye worry you at all? I mean, obviously, it's a good thing. I mean, we think it's a good thing, but we've seen teams struggle after it. Does it worry you?
The history says it could be an issue.
Yeah.
So I think last year, two of the teams with the bye lost.
Three of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes you out of your routine.
But doesn't this team have
rest, and they, you know, you want to get your pitcher set up and, you know, all those kind of things, but so did everybody else who had the bye. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, there's other concerns. I mean, the lineup has inconsistencies. The pitching, I'm okay with the starters. I'm not sure about the bullpen, but they are a good team. I mean,
clearly,
we know they're a
good
team.
Couple of years' failures, though, do they give us a better chance this time around, Howard?
Why would it give us a better chance?
Because we've seen what works and what doesn't work. We've got the experience. The players who've been there, they can have their heartbeat a little bit slower because they're not getting as nervous for the postseason games. It really does help that you've been there before.
What? But so have the so have players been there before who have lost in the first round after the bye. So I think you can put too much into that you've been there before. It is different. The pitching's different. The intensity's different. Mm-hmm. But it is for everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you. Howard, who's your second starter? Who's the third starter?
Well, it's Nola and
Sanchez.
I might do Sanchez as your third starter.
But you stick with Nola too.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, and Ruben, you said Nola. Larry Anderson said, and a lot of people are saying Sanchez. We'll see.
But he said that before last night where it was a little shakier.
I'm aware. I know. I get it. No, all right, King, let's talk some football here with you, my man.
Okay, so I've got something that I want to
address. Oh, you got something. Let's go. Just floor is yours. Go for it.
Okay. Since so many people treat Nick Sirianni as a pinata, and you focus on that play right before the half with 14 seconds left. So now I'm going to give people the facts because I've checked this and checked this and, like, what happened here? All right, so he calls a play which last year went for a touchdown. Now, I know Saquon Barkley wasn't here, but that play went for a touchdown last year. Okay, so let's move past that. So you assume there's going to be a first down. However, the players lined up incorrectly. Now, that puts a little. I would have gone for the field goal without knowing this stuff, and now I've got to try to rethink it. The players were lined up incorrectly. So then, now I've checked. Well,
the players were lined up for the tush push play.
Whatever they were lined up, That play was practiced multiple times last week. They have practiced that play, and now they line up incorrectly.
So they be an offensive lineman, Howard?
I'm not sure who it was. Well, it probably was, but
I'm not sure.
It certainly could be a wide receiver because you've got additional wide receivers on the outside.
Can
you guys just slow down for a second? Let me just complete everything that happened. They were lined up incorrectly. Now the coach wants to call a timeout. However, he can't. because they had called a timeout. And if you call two consecutively, it's a 15-yard penalty.
Right.
So now he's got to go with it. So now, assuming they still would have gotten the first down, depending on the time, he would have likely, and sorting through this and talking to people, if he had enough time, taken one shot at the end zone and still left you enough time, because you know how much time you need for a play. And then he would have kicked the field goal. But the whole problem here, the problem is that the players were lined up incorrectly.
Wow.
And nobody gives they always say, well, it's a coach's fault. And then there's no accountability for the players. Now, doesn't that put a little different spin on it? If the players are lined up incorrectly for the play you want to run, and he's now forced not to be able to call a timeout because he's called a timeout.
Howard, well, if those players are Jahan Dotson and some other wide receiver who didn't practice the whole week, then I can understand why they wouldn't.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Know how to line up, but it's not excusable.
Oh,
I can understand why it would happen.
Don't make excuses for the players, John. Please, please don't make excuses for the players.
Do you understand what I said?
I don't know who it was. Hey, John, I don't know who was lined up incorrectly. I do know absolutely 100% they were lined up incorrectly. And that's the player's responsibility. I don't give a damn if a guy's here for 3 seconds. If he's been coached to run that play, which they did during the week. It's the same thing, you know, I got people telling me, well, they were lucky with the Dallas Goedert play. That was practice because they saw, and the same thing with the play with 14 seconds left. They saw what New Orleans usually did, and now they coached a play up for that defense. The same thing with Dallas Goedert. They looked at New Orleans defense, and that play was coached hoping that something, maybe not as drastic as three guys running together, coached that the pick would work and the play would be successful. So when you blame the coach, why don't you give him credit for what he's done properly?
No, I agree. He should deserve. I think he gets unfairly maligned for some stuff.
There's no question.
Yeah.
There's no question he gets unfair by the fans who want to fire him. They don't like. This guy is a good coach. Is he the best coach in football? No, he's not. But Andy Reid is. But people didn't like Andy Reid when he was here. And so
Howard, you know, I understand your point.
You can't always blame the coach. It's so sickening. Listen, if he's wrong and he makes mistakes, and at first I came out and said he should have kicked the field goal. And then I said, you know, like, what happened here? And then I kind of sort through a bunch of different people with the team, and this is what happened. I said, now I got to rethink that. Maybe he was doing the right thing.
Okay. All right. Howard, let me ask you this question, and it's not going to be, do the Eagles have a good team? I'm going to ask you this question. Do the Eagles have a very good team?
Do you need to be very good in the NFC? I'm going to ask you a question.
Well, you need to be at least very good to win the Super Bowl. At least good.
Well, you got to get first steps first. You got to.
Well, I'm last steps last kind of guy. I'm last steps first kind of guy.
Are the Phillies very good to win the World Series?
They're a very good team. The Phillies are a great team, and they have a great chance to win the World Series.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have confidence that they're going to win?
Well, when there's 12 teams that make the playoffs, it gets funky. But the reality is this. The great teams in football, typically one of the great teams typically wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but how many great teams are there? I'm looking at the NFC. Is Detroit a great team? No. Minnesota's 3-0. Are they a great team? I think they lose on Sunday. Are they a great team? No. They're a good team. San Francisco is not a great team. It's history shows you after you lose the Super Bowl. Are they a great team? Who's a great team in the NFC?
I don't know. I don't know if there is one.
We're trying to figure that out.
Is Kansas City a great team?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
They haven't played like a great team.
Do you know Patrick Mahomes has had more pass interference calls in his favor since 2018 or 2019 than any quarterback in football? Any quarterback. And they won a game against Cincinnati because they got a pass interference call. They won a game against Atlanta because the official choked and didn't call a pass interference. So they would have lost that game. It's just, are they a great team? No. They were a great team. I don't know if they're a good team. They have issues. They have issues. Kelsey's invisible. Patrick Mahomes is not playing like the best quarterback in the league right now. So tell me, how many great,
I'm just trying to figure out if the Eagles are one.
The Eagles are a good team.
Reuben, it wasn't that. Are they good? They're very good.
Because the way you asked the question is foolish. They're a good team.
Are they a very good team? I would say no. I don't think they're a very good team.
They're a good team. Are they good enough to make the Super Bowl? Like everybody, they have to improve based on the other teams. Yeah, I think they're good enough to win the Super Bowl, but they have to get better if they're going to win the Super Bowl.
All right, King, stay well, my man.
Have a good three games.
I took that pinata down with Nick Sirianni's face on it, and you got to think it through a little bit more. It's not going to change anything, and people are going to rip me for you're just protecting the coach. No, this is what happened. That's all.
All right, it sounds like a lot of the credit.
Howard, stay well, buddy.
To Kellen Moore, too.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Howard. All right, there he is. He was ornery. He was very ornery today.
Feisty Howard today.
No, but more feisty than normal.
He was upset about the Sirianni, pinata thing. Yeah, he was getting picked apart.
Pretty clearly.
But let's not act like Sirianni doesn't deserve some blame. I mean, it cuts both ways.
Howard's never ripped a coach before, right? I mean, hold on.